The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. I hope you enjoyed the snow. I enjoyed every day going to the office by walking. I like snow. A long line of men stood at one of the heaven's gates, waiting to be admitted. There was a sign over the gate which read, "For men who were dominated by their wives while on earth." The line extended as far as the eye could see. At another of heaven's gates, one man was standing. Over this gate, there was a sign that read, "For men who were not dominated by their wives." St. Peter approached the lonely man standing there and asked, "What are you doing here?" The man replied, "I do not really know. My wife told me to stand here." These two are like Adam and Eve. We are in the season of Lent. We can also call season of retreat. The word retreat is used for the military people. Retreat means go back and see how your life is. What are you? Who are you? Where are you? Are you closer to God without sin? Are you cut off from God with sin? Go and meditate yourself. That is retreat. And that is also Lent. Today we are in the first Sunday of Lent. Lent is a 40-day period which begins on Ash Wednesday and ends before the celebration of the Paschal rhythm. 40 is a number often associated with intense spiritual experiences. God caused it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights to cleanse the earth. The Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years. Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights on Mount Sinai. When Jonah preached, people of Nineveh, they sat for 40 days for penance. And Elijah journeyed 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb. All these people, all these prophets, we too, it means we journey 40 days with God to renew ourselves, to renew our life. This is a spiritual journey. Ash Wednesday and Lent begins as a way for Catholics to remind themselves to repent of their sins. It is also a time to reflect on Christ's journey to the cross, ending at the resurrection. So, in this journey, we need to concentrate on our sinful life. And we need to concentrate on the journey of the cross, of Jesus. Two things about oneself, about the cross of Jesus. Both must travel in these 40 days with each individual person. That is Lent. Today's reading speaks to us to fight against the evil. In these 40 days, we need to go on fight against the evil. That means sins that are in us. Is there any sinful man, woman here? Only one raised and one is laughing. I don't know, something is going on. This Lent is only for the sinful. If you are pure, if your journey is already with God, don't worry. If you are weak, if the sins are disturbing you, go on, fight with 40 days. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is baptized in the Jordan River, and after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he is tempted by the devil in the desert. Here, Jesus was tempted by the devil, evil spirit. Why? The devil wants Jesus to change his mind not to save man from sin. The devil is pleading Jesus, please don't change your mind. Don't save these people from sin. If they are all saved from sin, I have no work. Please, leave them. Leave them. That is the temptation of Jesus. And we have so many definitions. And that's why devil shows to Jesus, hey, see this one, I will give to you. See this one, I will give to you. Please leave them. Don't worry about sin. Leave them. Allow them to be free. That is the intention of devil. But Jesus is able to resist the temptation because of his determination to be faithful to the mission entrusted to him by his Father. Shut your mouth, I have the mission to do as my Father wills. No more talking. This is the answer of Jesus. So, then after this test and this temptation, Jesus begins his ministry. What he says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. This is exactly what St. John the Baptist told when he began his ministry. Prepare yourself. Repent for your sin. Messiah is coming towards you. When he comes, you need to be ready to receive him. That is John the Baptist preached, the same sentence. And when Jesus began his ministry, he says the same. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe. Here, John the Baptist prepared people to receive Messiah. And Messiah prepares people to receive the everlasting life. That is the invitation of both. So this cry of Jesus summarizes the challenge for all Christians during this season of Lent. And so on this first Sunday of Lent, we are invited to reflect on the urgency of the call of repentance. This instruction of Jesus contains 2 points: to reform our lives, to believe in the gospel. Reforming our life means not just to stop the bad things we are doing now. Jesus is calling for a radical change in our whole way of seeing life and the world. It is a call to a change of heart, which involves a total transformation, a new person in Christ. So, the call of God is, the request of God's repentance is detachment from sin and to be attachment with God. Repentance means detach your sin and be attached to God. That is Jesus' invitation today. And Jesus says that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom is God's rule in the heart of the individual. This was established with creation and man lost it through his disobedience, and God wants to restore it in Jesus. This will be fully realized at the end of times when Jesus restores all things to the Father. We can achieve this kingdom by believing in the gospel. Not just believing that the gospel is true, but believing in the gospel, a total commitment of ourselves to the way of life presented in the gospel and a sharing of its vision of life. We know Saint Jerome, the brilliant doctor of the church, he says, "Dear Jesus, take all that is mine and give me all that is yours." This must be one of the main intentions in these 40 days of Lent. We need to completely surrender to Jesus, and Jesus will come and surrender in our life. So, we are now in the great season of Lent. We are called upon to spend 6 weeks preparing ourselves to celebrate the high point of our faith. Our faith is the Paschal mystery, the suffering, death, and resurrection of the incarnate God. This is a mystery we are going to celebrate after 40 days of our Lent. The Paschal mystery. The glorious resurrection of Jesus. That is the joy where we are going to end our Lent, to rejoice the resurrection of Jesus and the Paschal celebration. This season is a time of penance, fasting, and prayer. Do not forget. Do not forget. Penance, fasting, and prayer is very, very important in these 40 days of Lent. It is a way of purifying ourselves from our weaknesses and prepare ourselves to celebrate the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus with a renewed commitment to follow him. So, there are many ways in which we fail through word and action, through our thoughts and through our failure to be the kind of people that the gospel challenges us to be. So, the people of Nineveh, they changed their life in 40 days. Completely they changed their life, and God began to live among them. Israel people changed their life in the desert, and God was with them always. That's why in the first reading we heard God says to Noah, I will never destroy you hereafter. I will be with you. I will be guiding you. I will safeguard you. He makes a covenant. I will never destroy. So many distractions are going on now. So many things are happening. All these things are not done by God, by our sinful way of living. So, we are called to go forward and shine by our obedience, our servitude, our charity towards others, through prayers, sacrifices, all in the love of God. We need to do all these things to make our life pure. So, all these things, all our goodness, all our new life is for the glory of God and glory of our life, to resurrect our body to heavenly kingdom. So when we purify ourselves, at the end of 40 days, we need to be a new person. Everything must be new. So when Jesus rises from the dead, everything will be new. So everything will, new thing will be begin in our life. New joy, new peace, new love, new sharing, new happiness. Everything will be new when we complete 40 days with penance. This newness, the new life, will give a new life, the eternal life. That is the preparation. That is how Jesus prepared himself. He completely sacrificed everything. Everything he sacrificed. And he was raised from his death. The same thing is going to happen to all of us. Let us renew our life, coming out of sin, and get ready to rise our life again from our death.